Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. I'm thrilled to have you with me today as we embark on a journey through some of the most chilling tales from Russian history. Picture this: icy winds that whisper secrets, snow-covered landscapes hiding conspiracies, and the bitter cold shaping the destinies of empires. Today's episode is going to be a frigid adventure as we explore three intriguing stories. First, we'll delve into the disastrous retreat of Napoleon's Grande Armée from Moscow, a campaign marked by starvation, relentless cold, and mysterious whispers of sabotage. Then, we'll unravel the chilling prophecy of Grigory Rasputin, the so-called Mad Monk, whose death in icy waters still haunts history. Finally, we'll uncover the tragic final days of the Romanov family, shrouded in secrets and conspiracies as they face their fateful end in a frozen Siberian exile. So grab a warm drink, bundle up, and get ready to step with me into a world where ice and intrigue intertwine. Let's begin this frosty journey. Let's start our journey with the harrowing tale of Napoleon's retreat from Moscow in 1812. It remains one of history's most enthralling stories, revealing both the towering ambitions and the devastating downfall of an empire. In June of 1812, Napoleon Bonaparte launched his Grande Armée into Russia, a force of over 600,000 soldiers drawn from across Europe. His goal was simple yet grand: subdue Tsar Alexander I and secure French dominance over the continent. With unshaken confidence, the French forces advanced deep into Russian territory, capturing Moscow by September. However, triumph quickly soured. Russian commanders employed a scorched-earth policy, burning supplies and retreating steadily. By the time Napoleon's forces entered Moscow, the city was deserted and left in flames. This left his troops stranded without resources to sustain them through the coming winter. Faced with starvation, plummeting morale, and a biting Russian winter, Napoleon decided to retreat. By October, the Grande Armée began its westward march in what can only be described as a nightmare. With temperatures plunging to minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit, soldiers froze where they stood. Horses perished in vast numbers, turning the retreat into a grim death march. As if the elements weren't enough, Russian forces and Cossack raiders relentlessly harried the retreating troops, striking with precision before disappearing into the snow. Disease and starvation ravaged the army, and by November, when Napoleon's forces crossed the Berezina River in a desperate attempt to escape, the once mighty Grande Armée had been reduced to fewer than 50,000 men. The disaster was so complete that whispers of sabotage and betrayal began to circulate. Some believed that spies within Napoleon's ranks had provided intelligence to the Russians, aiding their scorched-earth tactics. Allegations even arose within France itself that Marshal Claude Victor Perrin, responsible for protecting key supply lines, had either negligently or deliberately failed in his duties. Adding to the intrigue is the legend of stolen treasures. During the retreat, Napoleon's army carried wagons filled with valuables looted from Moscow: gold, jewels, priceless artifacts. As chaos overtook the retreat, much of this treasure reportedly vanished. Some accounts suggest soldiers buried the loot to lighten their load, while others hint that Cossacks reclaimed it during their assaults. Treasure seekers have scoured the path of Napoleon's retreat for centuries, yet the fate of these treasures remains a tantalizing mystery. Ultimately, the Russian campaign drained Napoleon's resources and shattered his empire's strength. The loss of over 500,000 men weakened French military might and emboldened its enemies. By 1814, coalitions of European powers had forced Napoleon into exile, and his dream of continental domination lay in ruins. Napoleon's retreat from Moscow serves as a somber reminder of how ambition can lead to devastating consequences. The brutal cold, relentless attacks, and whispers of betrayal combined to obliterate one of history's greatest armies, forever altering the course of European history. Our next tale plunges us into the chilling mystery surrounding Grigory Rasputin, a man whose very name is synonymous with mysticism and controversy. Known as the Mad Monk, Rasputin's life and death have fueled countless rumors and debates. His relationship with the Romanov family and his eerie prophecy about his own demise have cemented his place in history as one of Russia's most enigmatic figures. Rasputin was born in 1869 to a peasant family in Siberia, a region as harsh and mysterious as the stories that would come to surround him. His rise to power began with his reputation as a mystic and healer, a holy man, despite frequent accusations of debauchery. His purported healing abilities, especially his treatment of the hemophilic heir Alexei Romanov, earned him a spot in the inner circle of Tsar Nicholas II and Tsarina Alexandra. But with great power came great resentment. Rasputin's influence over the royal family did not sit well with the Russian nobility and political elite. Many saw him as a destabilizing force, a symbol of all that was wrong with the Romanov regime. Amid growing unrest in Russia, Rasputin reportedly penned a prophetic letter to Tsar Nicholas II in 1916. In it, he warned, "If I am killed by common men, you and your children will rule for centuries to come. But if I am killed by nobles, your family will not survive for more than 2 years." This prophecy would prove disturbingly accurate. The plot against Rasputin thickened on the night of December 30, 1916. He was invited to the Moika Palace by Prince Felix Yusupov and Grand Duke Dmitry Pavlovich under the guise of a friendly gathering. What followed reads like a morbid thriller. According to accounts by the conspirators, Rasputin was given cakes and wine laced with cyanide, yet showed no signs of poisoning. In a panic, they shot him multiple times, but Rasputin remained resistant, seemingly refusing to die. Ultimately, they bound him and threw him into the frozen Neva River. When his body was recovered, it was suggested he may have still been alive when submerged beneath the ice. Winter played a critical role in Rasputin's death. The freezing temperatures preserved his body, complicating efforts to hide their crime. The icy river itself became a symbol of his eerie prophecy, raising questions about whether the conspirators chose this method deliberately to fulfill his fateful warning. His prophecy manifested almost immediately. Within 2 years of his assassination, the Russian Revolution brought the downfall of the Romanov dynasty. Tsar Nicholas II, Tsarina Alexandra, and their children were executed in 1918, fulfilling Rasputin's forewarning. Rasputin's legacy is one of fascinating contradictions, a figure of mysticism and scandal, revered and reviled in equal measure. His death continues to be a subject of intrigue, with some questioning whether the gruesome details of his final moments were exaggerated by his killers to justify their actions. Rasputin's tale is a chilling reminder of how intertwined fate and history can be, especially when the harsh Russian winter plays a role. As we move forward, we'll dive into another story marked by frost and secrecy, the tragic final days of the Romanov family. As the frost of the Russian winter gripped the land in 1917, the Romanov family faced the final chapter of their reign. Once the rulers of one of history's most powerful empires, Tsar Nicholas II, Tsarina Alexandra, and their five children found themselves prisoners of the Bolsheviks, isolated from the outside world. The downfall of the Romanovs truly began in March 1917, when Tsar Nicholas II abdicated the throne, ending more than 300 years of Romanov rule. The family was initially placed under house arrest at the Alexander Palace and later relocated to Tobolsk, a remote Siberian town. As revolution swept through Russia, the Romanovs became symbolic of the old regime, seen as the last vestiges of a bygone era. By the time the Bolsheviks seized power later that year, the Romanov family was transferred to Yekaterinburg, where they were held in the Ipatiev House, ominously nicknamed the House of Special Purpose. During this period of captivity, rumors began to swirl about secret plots to rescue the Romanovs. Monarchists, foreign allies, and even rogue Bolsheviks were rumored to have schemed to free the family from their dire situation. One of the most persistent rumors involved King George V of Britain, Tsar Nicholas II's cousin. Initially, the British government extended an offer of asylum to the Romanovs, but political concerns and Britain's own fragile monarchy led to the withdrawal of this offer. Some historians suggest that the British royal family could have acted more decisively, though the chaotic circumstances of the time made any rescue mission highly improbable. Loyalists among the White Army also reportedly devised plans to free the Romanovs while they were in Siberia. These groups aimed to storm the Ipatiev House or intercept the family during a transfer to a safer location. But logistical challenges, infighting, and the relentless advance of the Red Army thwarted these efforts. Life in captivity for the Romanovs was bleak and filled with uncertainty. They were confined within the cold walls of the Ipatiev House, isolated from the outside world. The captors confiscated their valuables, restricted their movements, and limited their interactions with others. Despite these grim conditions, the family tried to maintain a semblance of normalcy through daily prayers, reading, and household chores. Nicholas himself wrote in his diary about the excruciating monotony of their days and the bitter cold that seemed to seep into every aspect of their lives. However, the family's hope for a possible rescue or release remained unfulfilled. On the night of July 16, 1918, the Bolsheviks awakened the Romanovs, telling them they were being moved to a safer location. In a tragic turn of fate, the family was led to a basement where they were executed by a firing squad. The brutal and hurried execution shocked the world and gave rise to decades of speculation and myths about their fate. Despite DNA evidence confirming the deaths of all family members, the conspiracies surrounding their demise persist to this day. The Romanov family's final winter is not just a tale of captivity and execution, but also a story filled with what-ifs and lingering mysteries. Their tragic end serves as a powerful reminder of the fragility of power and the harsh realities of revolution. They went from ruling an empire to being executed in a basement within just over a year, leaving behind a legacy that continues to captivate historians and the public alike. The Romanov story, marked by loyalty, betrayal, and a tragic end, is a somber reflection of a lost era. Their legacy endures as a symbol of the dramatic and often brutal shifts in history, where even the greatest empires can be brought down by internal upheaval and external pressures. As we wrap up today's frosty journey through Russian history, I want to share a few famous quotes that resonate deeply with our tales of empires and revolutions. Will Durant once said, "All great empires die from within before they are conquered from without." And Simon Schama poignantly noted, "Revolution is a tragedy. Restoration is a tragedy. Between them, a generation can be lost." These reflections underscore the complex and often tragic nature of historical transformations and the human cost that comes with them. Now, I'd love to hear from you. After delving into the Romanov family's final days, do you believe the rumors of secret rescue missions hold any truth, or were they merely conspiracy theories born out of desperation? Send me a message with your thoughts. I can't wait to read your perspectives. Speaking of intriguing stories, I'm reminded of one my grandmother often shared. She was absolutely convinced that she once met Anastasia Romanov. Though my grandmother wasn't born until 1920, the rumors and mysteries surrounding the Romanov family persisted for decades, capturing the imaginations of many. I appreciate you joining me on this journey through these curious and chilling stories from Russian history. Your feedback and messages always make my day, so keep them coming. Thank you for joining me today on the Bells Books and Blog podcast. It's been a fascinating and chilling journey through some of the most curious tales from Russian history. Don't forget to check the show notes for any links or references mentioned in today's episode. Your engagement and curiosity mean the world to me, so please keep sharing your thoughts and stories. As we delve into the past, it's amazing to unearth the secrets and mysteries that continue to captivate. Join me again next week for another thrilling episode where we'll explore even more historical enigmas and suspenseful tales. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep the past alive.